It's the Pinky the Pig Show. Okay, this is me. This is Pinky the Pig, and it's time for our podcast show. Thank you for listening to the Pinky the Pig podcast show, where you listen, laugh, and learn with an oink and a moo. And I'm here with my excellent friend, Mildred the Moo Cow.
Hi, Pinky. How's Pinky?
I'm fabulous. How are you, Mildred?
I'm fabulous.
Yeah, we know how to do that.
That's right.
And Mildred, did you know?
What?
That soil, dirt, you know, the earth.
Yeah.
It's alive. It's alive, I tell you. It's alive.
Well, yeah, the soil, the dirt, it's full of microbes.
Yeah, it's full of microbes. The little tiny, teeny, tiny stuff. You can't really see them without a microscope.
That's correct, and that's why the soil is alive.
Where did I get that word, microbes?
Well, that's a Greek word for life.
Yeah, I told you.
Right. In fact, Pinky, in one little tiny teaspoon of soil.
Yeah, teeny tiny little teaspoon of soil.
There are more microbes present in that teaspoon than there are human beings in the entire world.
Oh, man, in one teaspoon?
That's right.
That's a trap.
Yes. And these microbes, they include bacteria.
Yeah.
Algae.
Yeah.
Fungi.
Right.
Protozoa.
Protozoa.
Nematodes.
Yeah.
And earthworms.
Yeah, well, the bacteria, I know there's good bacteria and bad bacteria. We just did the whole podcast on a yogurt.
That's right. And there are billions of good bacteria inside a human body.
Yeah, the bacteria can be good and bad.
Right. And the fungi, you know what that is.
Well, that's mostly like the mushrooms and stuff.
Correct. And then the algae.
That grows in the water pretty much.
Very good. And the protozoa?
Well, they're the little animals. They're only one little cell. They're teeny, teeny, tiny animals, one cell animals.
Right. And the nematodes?
They're the tiny worms.
Correct. And then, of course, the earthworms are in the soil.
Yeah, they're good for the soil. You know, Katie, that is in our bench, plays tambourine, Dwayne's wife.
Right, right.
Yes, that's what she does. She raises the earthworms and she collects their droppings and then she sells them. What are they called?
That's the earthworm castings.
Yeah, she sells them for people buy them for a store. She makes a buku bucks selling the earthworm droppings.
Right. So anyway, the protozoa.
Right, those are the little one-celled teeny tiny animals.
Right, so what happens is they eat the bacteria.
They eat that bacteria?
Right, and then what that does, it releases nitrogen.
Oh yeah, you have to have the nitrogen. When you have the nitrogen, now that makes the really good leaves grow, and then it makes the flowers, and then it makes the fruit or the vegetable. So you have to have the nitrogen.
Right, and that's what's the result when the protozoa eat the bacteria.
Yeah.
And of course, along with the nitrogen, potassium and phosphorus, very important to have those also in the soil.
Okay.
And the bacteria is the smallest and the most hardy microbe in the soil.
How about that?
And in the soil, there has to be the element of carbon, because that's what creates the energy when you have the carbon in the soil. And the carbon is the organic matter that decomposes. And this becomes food for the microbes because they have to eat too.
Well, yeah, they eat the carbon-based organic material. That's the leaves and sticks and stems and the petals that break down in the dead animals and that break down in the soil to make the organic matter, and that breaks down, makes carbon, and now everything replenishes itself.
Right, because the carbon supplies the energy to the microorganisms.
It's food. Food is energy.
Correct. And then also it supplies the carbon for the formation of new cells.
Yeah, you gotta have it all, make good soil.
Right, and then also, over time, the soil, you know, it kind of dies. It becomes depleted of its organic matter. So you have to continually replace it, replenish it with organic matter to keep it alive.
Yeah, and the soil can die down, but if it dies down really far, really far, then that's called a humus. And that's when you get the petrified fossils. And that's actually a good thing, because now you have all this evidence of millions of years ago, because it's so lack of any microbes. Now it doesn't break down. It's resistant to decomposition, gets to the far end of the point. Does that make sense?
It does.
And no, that's why Farmer Tommy, he stirs up the soil. He tills the soil, gets oxygen under there. That helps everything come and breathe and come to the surface.
Right. But there's a fine line if you till the soil, now the soil will deplete its nutrients.
Yeah, everything has a fine line, right?
Correct. So that's why farmers, they choose to let the field go fallow from time to time.
Oh yeah, I know that word, fallow. That means you plant something and then you just turn it under into the soil, let it just decompose right there, replenishes the soil. You don't get any crop off that soil for the whole season. You just let it do its thing and go back into nature and replenish itself. And also, you do a crop rotation.
What's that?
You know, one season you plant like the tomatoes, you know, anything in the tomato family, the potatoes. You say tomato, I say tomato. You say potato, I say potato. They're in the same family. Also eggplants.
Okay, Pinky.
And then the next season you rotate and you might plant the beans. And next season you plant the cabbage. And then next season you let that field go fallow, let it replenish itself, and then don't deplete the soil.
That's exactly right, because different crops will demand different nutrients from the same field.
Yeah.
Exactly. We want to keep the soil alive.
We keep the soil alive!
Yes.
And no, Mildred, depends on the temperature too. Because the warmer the temperature, the more those microbes will grow and multiply. Everybody works together. If it's warmer, when it gets cold, you might have to let it go fallow for a longer period of time.
Yeah, very good.
Okay, Mildred, do you have a pretty quote or something?
We do, Pinky. We have a beautiful quote here. Comes from the Hebrew Bible, from a prophet named Hosea.
Okay, what did Hosea have to say?
He said, "Sow for yourselves righteousness, reap in mercy. Break up your fallow ground, for it is time to seek the Lord till he comes and rains righteousness on you."
Yeah. I like that one. That was really nice.
Yes.
Okay, Mildred, I'll talk to you tomorrow. I love you.
I love you.